Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Player marketing is an important function, but in order to do it, what do you need? A player.
Yeah.
Mike has made certain decisions about how he wants to play and what he wants to do with the rest of his life. And that affects the profile that you're going to have. If you want to be the most famous player, as well as being probably the best, there are certain things that you have to devote time to. And, you know, that's a lifestyle choice for players.
That's Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball, talking about Mike Trout and the fact that we're not seeing a lot of marketing done concerning MLB players. And the reason we bring this up is David Price sat down with Christopher Smith of Mass Live, did an interview out in Phoenix, and talked about Mookie Betts. And he said, "Mookie, you got any commercials right now?" as he shouted to his teammate. "No," Betts said, sitting a few seats to Price's right in the visitors' clubhouse. "Okay, that's a joke," Price told Mass Live. "I saw the Brewers' first baseman, Jesus Aguilar, have a commercial on MLB Network. Great player, great player. I love watching him play. I've heard nothing but great things about him from Travis Shaw and all those guys, but he's not Mookie Betts. We're trying to grow this game in the African-American community. Put that guy Betts on commercials. That's how this game grows. MLB is probably the worst at marketing their players. They need to do a better job of that." We've discussed this same topic many times here in this program, and he's right. MLB does an awful job of marketing their star players. Nobody knows who these guys are.
What we don't know is, does Mookie want to?
We do not know that.
I mean, and that's Mike Trout came out basically, and that was part of the whole Manfred thing, where Trout came out and said, "Listen, I that's not for me. I don't need that stuff. I don't want that stuff." And it's like, well, okay. I mean, we can't market, you know, arguably one of the greatest players maybe of all time, and he doesn't want to be marketed. He doesn't want to do commercials. So what do we do? We're going to take criticism for that? All right, we'll go to the next guy then. Say, okay, this is what we're going to do for Trout. Mookie, we're going to do it for you. Arenado, we're going to do it for you. Harper, we're going to do it for you. I mean, I think Bryce Harper's the most overrated player in the game, but he is marketable. Yeah. Hell, you can put some kind of commercial. You know what? Machado, Harper, Arenado, Trout sitting on the couch, you know, talking about their deals or something like that, and then have Mookie in the kitchen, you know, and being like, "We got our new deals. What about you?" Or just some kind of commercial.
Yeah, but is this
showing
part of
it? Personality with these guys.
But is this part of it? What you just brought up, Lou, that the guys in baseball right now, and we're talking about the guys who are making an awful lot of money. It's the guys that are making $250, $350 million or more. Do they look at it and say, "I'm making enough money. Do I really need to take my day off and go and tape a commercial? Do I really need to do that?" Maybe that's part of the problem.
Well, you do have to commit to... you know,
yeah, but how's that different? I mean, NBA.
Well, the
Steph
NBA.
Steph Curry said, "I'm making $41 million this year for the next five. So what the hell do I got to do anything
here's
for?"
Here's the thing. So you mentioned, you said, okay, is Mookie even into it?
Okay. I don't know.
So if, this is a guy, MVP, stud here, World Series champ, all everything, like young, you know, likes the ball, everything. He doesn't even have a Honeydew commercial. He doesn't have any. You see him on a bank commercial, some
Cumberland
local restaurant,
Farms.
Cumberland Farms, nothing.
He can solve a Rubik's Cube in 1 minute, 50 seconds.
And that's another thing. A Toy Story, and I know they don't exist anymore, but Jason Tatum has a Honeydew commercial where even where he wears the generic Celtics uniform with just the zero on his shirt because they don't want to spend the money to have the authentic Celtics jersey. Gatorade with Jason Tatum. So here's a young guy. That's a relevant comp, I would say, based on age. He's doing everything. And Mookie's not doing anything.
We talked about this a couple years ago when Isaiah Thomas was here and pointed out that Isaiah Thomas was far more popular in the city than Mookie Betts. And I don't know how that is possible other than Isaiah has this unbelievable personality. He was doing a lot of stuff. He was out there all the time. And Mookie isn't, because Mookie is much better in his sport than Isaiah Thomas is,
yeah,
or was at that time. Even when we're talking about Isaiah Thomas at his peak. And Mookie does seem like that type of guy. We wanted to sit down and talk with him when we were down there in spring. He didn't want to do it. I'm not sure he wants to do an awful lot of stuff. That may be the problem with Mookie. Baseball, you know, on the whole, has their own issue with marketing. Mookie's may be a separate issue.
The only guys I remember doing any kind of commercials is like Ortiz and Pedroia, right? See, like Sullivan Tires,
yes,
there, whatever.
Right.
But even if you look at it, like, nationally, I get it. Nessun? I don't know. Do they have a... I just watch Nessun for the games. You know what I mean? But even during the games...
Sorry, Nessun, I don't watch you. I think your programming is garbage.
There's no commercials. They don't, like, you know, they don't throw a commercial local, on there.
You'll see more local commercials. You'll see Matthew Slater doing more commercials locally than you will Mookie Betts.
Because that's what I mean.
There's not big money in it.
But okay, so it's beneath him. So it's
I wouldn't
so
be
maybe
surprised.
That's what it is.
But,
okay, you want
but,
me to do a what?
But wait
for
a minute.
How much?
But hold on. He's the MVP of Major League Baseball. MVP, the greatest player in the game, should be doing big national commercials.
I agree with you.
Unless the advertising community looks at it and says, what are we appealing to?
Q-rated.
55-something year-old viewers?
Yeah, but you say Q-rated. Okay, well, Mookie has something to do with that. He's not a big Instagram guy. He's not social media guy. He's not carrying on at night and
talking
not
about
getting
a
lot
bowler.
Of attention.
The bowling.
So there's something to that. That's got to be part of it. So if David Price is pushing for Mookie Betts to get some attention, what is Mookie Betts doing? I guarantee you, somebody has approached him, right?
Think about
it. You win the MVP. If this is any other sport,
I would like
you're
to
at
say
least
yes.
saying, I'm going to Disneyland.
I would like to say yes, but past MVPs, are they doing anything? You know, this is the sport for whatever reason. I don't know if the advertisers just feel like we have a product.
Demos.
And the baseball players just... I don't know, people, yeah, they don't recognize him. And you know what? I'm not going to use my product to give this guy like a face.
Right.
I need my consumers to know who this face is.
Okay, but hold on
before
on this
I put him, get, you know, put him as the face of my product.
So somebody just pointed this out. Locally, there are a few advertisers that I think spend some money because you see a lot of their commercials. One of them is Cumberland Farms. Who is their new spokesperson? An aging wrestler. Ric Flair.
Ric Flair. It's the flair of the day, whatever the hell that commercial is. But we love Cumberland Farms.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is maybe Mookie Betts just doesn't want to do it.
But
locally, the money might be different. That's kind of a
trademark? But hold on. Yeah. That's a national campaign, though.
It's regional.
No. Ric Flair is national. I've heard it on national radio stations.
Cumberland Farms?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's regions to it.
Okay, but how about this one? Okay,
it's not, so it doesn't go across the country.
Okay, so David Price says, you know, mark of the African-American stars in baseball better, and the other players, everybody, market is better, and I get it, and he's looking at African-American players, but I think the fact that the African-American population on Major League Baseball opening day rosters, it increased last year, yes, but it still was only at 7.8%. So to me, that's part of the problem. You don't have a lot of African-American stars. You just this 7.8 out of your entire roster of the entire Major League Baseball, that's only 7.8%?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To me, that's... the problem, that's a big part of it. Okay, you tell me it's 50%, I'll say, well, we got a big issue here.
Well, the game,
half your league is African-American, and you're not doing anything about it. You tell me you only have 7.8?
Yeah, but Christian, I would flip it and say if half your league is white, you're not doing anything about it either.
Well, right. I think it's the entire league doesn't do it. And there's a bunch of different reasons. But if David Price is specifically saying, hey, market, if you say, hey, listen, Major League Baseball, why aren't you marketing the African-American player? One, we don't market at all. Two, it's only 7.8%, so you give me a player that I can market?
Well, they need more of
it. Okay, well, then I'll do
it. The one commercial
I saw. And the one guy you do have doesn't want to do it.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. But although the one commercial that I think I've seen is with Andrew Luck and Mike Trout,
yeah,
like doing the little dancing thing, disco.
Yeah, which is stupid.
Whatever. But at least it's something. But I'm just, you know, Sunday Night Baseball should be flooded with commercials and products by your players.
Yeah.
While the game is on.
It may be the advertising community. I thought the one guy that Major League Baseball marketed last year was Aaron Judge. And it made sense. Bigger than life. It's in the mm-hmm. biggest market in the country. And that was the one guy they seemed to market. He was in commercials.
But remember, okay, so that took on a life of its own.
Yep.
They had the Home Run Derby. Everything kind of, you know, he had an unbelievable, then they had the whole robes that they were wearing at Yankee Stadium. So there were a bunch of gimmicks attached to it. People were selling little foam gavels and all that other stuff. There's, so if somebody comes around that's generating a lot of buzz, they'll latch onto it and just suck it dry.
A judgy and blast.
But there's not anybody else that I mean, Mookie's recognizable to me because obviously I live here and Red Sox and everything else. But if you're a player and not only you win the MVP, but then you win the World Series as a team. I mean, he wasn't Steve Pierce, okay? Maybe he'd be on the cover of Wheaties box.
Another.
But he wasn't.
Mookie moment.
He was just a team player that didn't have any crazy outstanding plays.
Well, his numbers in the postseason have not been good.
And that's my point. So what are you celebrating?
Yeah, but I don't think that's a big part of his problem. I think Manfred is right. If the best player in your game, Mike Trout, doesn't want to do an awful lot of stuff, you're kind of screwed. But
you got enough guys to move on.
You got to find some.
I'm just saying, like, you know,
other than Aaron Judge,
whatever.
What do we have?
I mean, pitchers. You know, I mean, Kershaw was one of the greatest. Scherzer, you couldn't have fun with his eye.
But here's the thing.
I'm just serious. Him making a joke, if he openly discuss it, how he's basically got different eyes. Yeah. You know, there's not some kind of product out there that could be kind of like a funny commercial because he's willing to joke about it. I see him talk about it before. But nothing. There's plenty of guys to go around.
Do you think Mookie Betts can convince a non-baseball fan to buy more Pepsi?
In Boston, yes.
In Boston? Okay. What about in Nebraska or Idaho? Alabama.
Yeah, but you don't even
North
see him on
Dakota.
Local spots.
I guess my
so
point
is that him
he's,
or is
to
that...
me, he's not a marketable guy. There's no...
Locally,
fine, but he's not on any commercials locally, so I still say he's not a marketable guy.
I think part of it is their responsibility.
Right, is that... Locally, he's not on those spots you're talking about, but is that his doing, or is that the community, the advertising community, sitting there saying, we're not appealing to our demos?
Well, obviously, it's more to you. I think so. Let's say a company X comes up and says, "Hey, we want to pay you $100,000 to rep our product." If I'm Mookie, I'm like, "Well, it's not that much of a. I don't really get anything out of it, and I don't need the money. So give me a big company, give me a national brand name, whatever it is. Who knows?
I think that's part of it as well. The money is so outrageous for these stars that I think they're just happy with where they are. You know what I mean? They're not looking, and I think part of it, like I said, it's their obligation as well, promoting their sport, promoting themselves. You know, you can joke all you want about Dunkin' Donuts. Was it Big Poppy and Gronk?
Yes.
You know, there's a reason why the whole thing about the Gronk being Gronk and why he gets a pass or tease is part of it. You see these commercials, and they're jokey, and they're funny, and you're just laughing at them. There's the personality, and you do that over and over again. You do it in press conferences, and you show that personality. Then when things go haywire at that one point in your career, a lot of people give you the benefit of the doubt because they see your person. They know you.
Yeah, no.
This team won the World Series, and obviously they're very likable last year because of that. You love the way they played. But you tell me, what do you think of Andrew Benintendi, the person?
Nobody knows.
Well, I would say this.
I have no clue about Mookie Betts, the person.
Rubik's Cube.
Nobody really knows.
I know Mookie does a hell of a lot behind the scenes. That whole thing last year with feeding the homeless, in the postseason, in the middle of the streets?
Yep.
That wasn't the first time. He's been doing it a long time. He did the same thing this offseason.
Yeah, but that's
kids
that's
in his neighborhood, like 300 bikes, you know, just to choose from. Kids that don't have bikes. So you know the kid with some of those things, but you don't really know him.
Okay.
You don't see him out there laughing, smiling, doing things.
So do this. So remove salary, remove their accomplishments, okay, MVP. Just personality. Who would you say would be the most remarkable guy based on personality, image, and charisma and everything? On the current team right now, I'm a Madison Avenue guy, and I roll in with my swanky suit and my skinny tie, and I say, hey, Lou, pick out the best guy.
See, now we're talking... We're talking clout or just...
No, I'm just saying... Just,
if I was an advertiser like that, I would grab Xander Bogaerts, especially now that he's here for a few years. Handsome dude. Pretty funny. I mean, just a good dude. Just a good guy. Very sincere. He'll talk to you. He's honest. That's a good personality. Mookie has one, too. They just don't show it. Chris Sale? Tell me you couldn't have fun with Chris Sale?
I would pick Chris Sale. That would be the guy I would pick. Tall, skinny. I could put him in front of used car lots and be the balloon guy.
But you're telling me David Price couldn't add some light or just some laughter to some of the things that surround him? You know, some kind of commercial with him, like playing video games, Fortnite,
somebody outside of Boston doesn't even know that.
They
wouldn't even get the joke.
No, I know.
So you're left with who?
I think
nobody.
But when he comes down and he breaks it down into you know, the African American numbers right now with baseball, which is a problem at 7.8%. I think it's the marketability of baseball players in general. Because Aaron Judge is one of those guys, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of the advertising agencies are in New York. He's a guy that's got a great personality. There's the whole last name, and everyone wears the robes to the game.
It's a persona that they created based on his last name. And, oh, by the way, he actually is pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a giant.
Real good. He's real good. And Mookie should have that. The undersized guy who's the MVP? How is that not possible? Unless Mookie doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, and that's what we don't know.
We don't know that. All right, 617-779-7937. We'll get to your phone calls. We'll talk about this, plus what is going on for opening day tomorrow over at Fenway Park.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back to more of Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Andrew Luck and Mike Trout wouldn't get into an outdated disco battle, so why would they choose an outdated sports drink?
We wouldn't.
They wouldn't.
Hey, Jason Tatum, what do you love more, basketball or this freshly made breakfast sandwich?
Basketball.
yeah, basketball. But what would you rather eat, this basketball or this freshly made breakfast sandwich?
Definitely the sandwich.
You hear that, everyone? We have got a definite on the sandwich, and the crowd goes wild.
There is a big part of connection with commercials that these athletes do that exposes their personality. Yes. Sometimes it's not their real personality. Sometimes it's fake personality. Shaquille O'Neal. You know, people like Shaquille O'Neal because they like him on the commercials.
Well, let me ask you, so how do you guys feel about Chris Sale?
As far as what?
I think he could be one of those
guys. I think
guys.
We would be best friends.
I think
friends.
He's right.
I think we would be Thunder buddies.
Why is that?
Well, because I think we think alike.
How do you even know that?
Well, we've talked to him, so I think we have a better idea of what he's like.
What I'm getting
personally,
at. I think
I've asked him out to lunch a couple times, and he said no every.
Well,
single
I'm just
time.
Saying, like between
no. He called you a stalker, and then
between radio and TV, like I think we interview him 2 or 3 times a year, and I interview him probably another time or two with TV.
It's fun,
and because of that. Because you hear him talk, because you play his sound, people are like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? He says everything the right way.
And you
get to know him a little bit more. If it's just pre-game, post-game, and your personality's not out there, whether it's an interview, and I understand these guys, you know, they hate sports radio because this obviously is negativity a lot of times as well. But that's the part of it they don't get. I remember... I think it was the Yankees one time, and David Cohn, I was talking to him, he was doing the Yankee game, and he walked down the locker room, and he asked me, he's like, this is a couple years ago, and he's like, what the hell's going on down there? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I was talking to a couple of guys, and the answers I was getting as far as the media and talking to people, and he goes, and I tried to explain them that, you know, the more you talk, the more your personality comes out, and they see you're a good guy. Every once in a while, they might throw you a bone, you know, when something's going bad. You know, and that's how you got to play the media. And I'm like, yeah, that group didn't get it.
See, that's actually an excellent point, because before you can go national, don't you kind of have to commit to doing some of the legwork and the grunt work locally? So if we go down to Fort Myers and we can't get one player to come on our show,
right?
To me, there's a disconnect there. So we're not going to sit there and attack you. We would like you to tell a funny joke. JD Martinez told one of the worst funny jokes I've ever heard
in
my life.
Took him a while to get to.
Took him a long time, but hey, thanks for the effort, buddy. He's walking through the mall, and I'm like, wow. He's not the, you know, at least he tried. So unless we can get some guys on our own show to kind of commit to once a week, to me, that's a major problem. So David Price, shut your mouth. Like, locally connect with the radio shows, the TV shows, do something. You're asking for us for the national market to sit there and shine all over Mookie Betts. How about a little effort locally? That's what I would say. That's my biggest issue, and I'm glad you brought it up because it bugs the hell out of me
I think
that these guys are completely removed from it's almost like there's this us against them mentality, and David Price is probably the biggest culprit of that. Like just putting this huge,
Let me ask you. Okay, so you talk about David Price. Okay, he's just like anti-media. Doesn't want to do any radio, right? Radio slammed him, which we have. Openly admit it. Just we've shredded him.
I love you guys.
Earned it.
If David Price came on and did a weekly interview, you think it'd be the same?
Well, I guess no.
Depends how he approaches it, Lou.
If he allowed himself to be okay with the criticism going back and forth, wouldn't you respect him and like him more? Yeah, I don't agree with your way of thinking. I don't even agree with anything, but I respect the fact that you're up here talking about it. That's why people like Chris Sale. Hey, it's an uncomfortable situation, but he talks about it. He comes on. David Price runs from it. Runs from it. So I don't want to hear David Price say a damn thing unless you're going to sit there and put yourself in the spotlight, not only on days when you pitch or after you pitch. Oh,
I think it's
fired me up there, Lou.
No, I'm just saying because
it's irritating when you think about it.
When you think about, for example, let's use Robert Kraft. All right, probably the one owner in this town that is loved by everybody to the point where everybody and their brother right now, he's going through some issues.
He's not talking right now.
No, but listen, okay.
He's going through some issues.
But people have his back, don't they?
Yep.
And don't you think it has a lot to do with he's out there an awful lot?
Yeah.
You hear from him an awful lot. There's a lot of interviews that he does. I mean, if something similar happened to, say, John Henry, who we see once a year for 10 minutes at the bench at spring training and doesn't talk to anybody other than the occasional email, you think anyone's going to give him the benefit of the doubt?
That's crazy.
I'm just saying, if you're a ghost and you don't talk locally, people won't give you the benefit because they don't know you. They don't care about you. Robert Kraft is out there constantly. He's talking to the media. He's talking to the fan base. So when something like this comes down, fans got his back. It's not just because he wins. It's because they feel like they know him a little bit. That helps so much that I think this organization doesn't get.
This is John Henry.
There's an arrogance and a snobbiness that exists with that just I don't get. They insulate themselves.
It's uncomfortable, not being able to handle it. I don't know what it is, but staying away and not showing people who you are is the wrong way to go about it. I can tell you that much.
Well, I think what you've got is you've got a bunch of players that look at it and say, all I want to do is play the game of baseball. I don't want to do that other stuff. And then you've got an organization, and maybe many organizations across the country, especially in a market like this with a lot of media scrutiny or whatever, that the organization doesn't want to push their players to do it. So we're the flagship station. We go down and send two shows and are down there for how many days between the two shows? 9 days or whatever? And there were no guests. No guests supplied. And it's because the players really don't want to do more interviews. So they don't care about what you're talking about. They don't care about extending their brand. They don't care about, and Mookie Betts is missing the point. If you expand your brand like Aaron Judge has done, you're worth more money to one of those free agent. When you go on the free agency market, one of those other organizations is going to look at it and say, we need to get Mookie Betts. Not only is he a damn good baseball player, but he's a huge brand.
Well, the point is that, first off, we don't know if Mookie's turning things down. We have no idea. But if he was out there more, people in Boston would, they're right now, if Mookie leaves, they're going to be pissed that the baseball player left Boston because he's a talented baseball player. I don't know if they're going to be pissed that the person left because they don't know him. You know what I mean? Like if David Ortiz left, they'd be pissed at the player and the personality. You know, same thing when Pedro left, the player and the personality. I think that's one of the reasons why it hurt when a guy like Johnny Damon left, because he was a good player and you loved the personality. And it's the reason why we didn't give a rat's ass when Jacoby Ellsbury left, because he was a player and we didn't care about him, the person. We had, talk about no connection. That dude had no connection. He was
none.
A ghost.
Right.
Nobody even knew who the hell he was. So right now, people don't want the player, Mookie Betts, to leave. The person?
Yeah, and you
don't know.
You start listing off a bunch of names, and I wasn't even following baseball back then, but there's so many guys back in from that, from 2001 to 2005 that are so much more recognizable than anybody on this current team.
There's so many more guys.
Yeah. So the problem, so sure, you want to blame Major League Baseball? I think you need to start looking at yourself, because if these guys want to do it, they could easily hire a marketing company, hire another agent. Hey, put my name out there and let me see who's interested.
Well, I think,
and then I'll turn down what I want to turn down.
I think Johnny Damon, Jacoby Ellsbury is the perfect example in my mind. because Jacoby Ellsbury that 1 year was better than Damon. Damon's still a good player, but the reason why it hurt so badly that he went somewhere else is because you liked him. You liked him. Jacoby? I don't care. Go wherever the hell you want. Yeah, but, you know the hell you are.
But I'm wondering if these guys care about that anymore. Millar cared about carrying on that type of personality. Yep. All right, Euclid to a lesser degree, but there was still a personality to it, you know? The Greek god of walks and stuff like that.
So it's all about nicknames.
I don't think these guys care right now. I think they just want to play baseball. But it seems to be a league-wide problem, and the league's going to have to do something about it because if you don't market these players and the public doesn't know who they are or this branding, this image of who you think they are, then all they are is guys that go out there between the white lines and
that's
play.
So David Price scolding Major League Baseball for not doing it is pretty lame.
I think he's wrong.
So you're scolding them and you're using Mookie Betts as an example. Or maybe he's doing because Mookie Betts wishes and wants to be recognized more. And he wants to get national campaigns, but nobody's knocking on his door.
We're the Red Sox.
And David Price is talking for him.
Well, he's talking about an African-American player, and yet we look at Mike Trout. And Mike Trout, for what he is by far the best player in Major League Baseball and has been for some time. And yet, what do you think his marketability is out there compared to the top 10 players in the NBA? Top 10 players in the National Football League. God, you could argue that NHL players have, you know, more visibility out there than Mike Trout does. All right, we'll get into more of it and give you the update on Fenway Park for opening day tomorrow coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
So it's a hug after every home run?
Yeah, what sort of led to that? Yeah. Was it just on a given day?
I go to Mitch Moreland, and I was like, Mitch, I had a dream about you last night. And everybody on the bus starts laughing. Everyone's like, what the heck? You had a dream about Mitch? That's kind of weird. The next day, and I get on the bus, and Brock goes, Jay, I had a dream about you last night. And everybody on the bus starts teasing, and everyone's like, what the heck? I was like, yeah. I was like, what's the dream? He goes, I had a dream that you wore my chain and you hit a home run. And I said, well, then I'm wearing your chain today. I wore the chain, and my first at bat off Piagini, I hit a home run. He's like waiting there with open arms. And I didn't even realize it. And he goes, I told you, the chain. And I was like, oh, my God, the chain. And we start jumping up and down and hugging like little kids.
Mm. All right, so Jenny Martinez probably should hire a joke writer, okay? Maybe you need that. Makes you a little bit more marketable.
He tried.
Somebody just brought this up on the text line. The most marketable player on the Red Sox may be Brock Holt.
Yeah.
A utility guy.
Or his kid.
And we know the time he spends over at the Jimmy Fund, more so maybe than any player ever over there.
That doesn't count as far as marketability.
Yeah, but people know about it.
For a guy that isn't an everyday starter or a star, he could be the most recognizable. I mean, he's right up there with all those other guys.
Yeah.
Maybe not the most recognizable, but he's...
Well, you know his personality, don't you? You know his personality?
Yeah.
Do you know the personality of these other guys? Not really.
No, Brock Holt reminds me of a guy that would want to get into something post-career.
Yes.
Involved with baseball. The other guys,
yeah, but the other guys have made a fortune. They don't have to do anything the rest of their lives. Brock Holt probably will have to do something the rest of his life.
Or maybe he just likes to work.
Do you think utility guys have to do stuff for the rest of their lives?
Yeah. Are we comparing Brock Holt and Lou Maloney?
Yes, they have to do things for the rest of their life.
I never made $4 million either.
that's a good point.
Compared to 25, I guess.
Utility players are a little different. All right, let's get to the phone calls. People want to talk about this. Dave's in Maine. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing, good, guys? Dave. I just got in from being on that road. It's winter again in Maine. It's more white than black. It feels like I'm driving on Dale Arnold's head. But that's not my point. JD's joke writer. Who knows? Yeah. So anyway, I'm old enough to remember Yaz Bread. I don't know if you guys remember Yaz
Bread. I do remember it.
Back in the day, you know, they did promos because they made 10, 15, 20. Yaz even made 100 grand. Whoopee. These guys are making a quarter, a third, maybe even a half a billion dollars. So I can understand them not wanting to or having that desire to do
promos, but I think they owe an obligation to the sport that is paying them that money. They represent baseball, like it or not. Hey, look, I work in a hospital, and our heart surgeons are world-renowned, and they're out there banging doors and pounding the pavement for our hospital. They represent our hospital. These guys represent MLB. That's their obligation. And I can understand being, well, it's not my jam. I don't need to do it because I'm making bajillions of dollars. But, hey, without the sport, you're a janitor.
All right. So we all agree that that is part of the deal, that Major League Baseball players probably don't want to do this stuff. And maybe they should do a little bit more of it. And there's not great money in it. But as Lou pointed out, why do the NBA players do it? They, for some reason, must feel it's part of their brand, right? Or are they just paying a lot more for NBA players? Are they more desirable?
I would say what he was talking about, as Christian points out, I think it starts locally. The Red Sox are paying you an awful lot of money, right? So that would be like, hey, our advertisers are calling for a spokesperson. You know, whatever it is, right? Now it's what? MGM is their big thing now, right? They just unveiled that thing in the Green Monster. So all their big sponsors, it's like, you know, all right, they're looking for people. Yeah, I know Sullivan Tires. I know that was Pedroia, right? He's out there at the field every year, spring training. We see him doing something there. I think Holt was doing a little bit of it as well. I don't even know. But all their big sponsors, you start locally. But MLB, in my mind, like ESPN, Sunday Night Baseball, that's your opportunity to kind of, you know, have some kind of commercials with your stars all together if you want. You bring them in the offseason for a weekend, whatever, you do a little shoot. You know, whether it's Trout and Harper and Mookie, and you throw a couple pitchers in there as well. Five or six guys on a set, just put some kind of script together and it just promote the game.
Your Pokemon collection.
You know, it could be just an MLB commercial. You know, rather than showing highlights of all the great players, show the great players. Sit in a room, put a script together. Have somebody laugh. Have somebody joke. Show a personality.
Here's John next up. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. So I'm going to go with Andrew Benintendi as the most marketable player in the Red Sox because I've actually seen him in a commercial. But
which one was that?
It was like an Expedia or like a traveling commercial. I've seen it during Celtics games. So, yeah, on Hulu. It's on Hulu for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Hulu. So you have to have Hulu, right, to see the commercial. So not on, like, you know, Comcast or, you know, something like
NBC. Yeah, but let me ask you this. So who's representing Hulu right now as basically the marketing guy? Who's that? What player is that?
Who's representing what?
Who's representing Hulu doing a national campaign right now? Ryan knows the answer. What's the answer, Ryan?
Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid.
That's it. He's got it. He's doing it.
Joel Embiid?
Yep. Again, basketball player, not a baseball player, doing the national spot. But go ahead.
So that last caller was saying that he feels like it's a problem the players have to solve. I feel like it's a problem Major League Baseball has to solve. There is a lot of media scrutiny surrounding Major League Baseball, and it all started during the steroid era. And I feel like ever since then, you haven't seen any big-name baseball players on television. I don't know if they're related, but...
I think it's both. I'm just saying, I think when MLB would like to promote Trout and he doesn't want to, you respect the player, but it's like, oh, okay. But they should go to the next guy, and they should go to the next. So it's both. But if so, again, I don't know if Mookie wants to do commercials. But if he doesn't, okay, now what do you do? I mean, you got Mookie Betts and Mike Trout. Neither one want to do commercials.
It's a problem.
And I don't know if Mookie does it or not, but I'm just saying. Apparently David Price wants to do commercials. I don't know. So I think it's both sides. They got to get together. MLB can sit there and say, we want to promote you. But we need your help too, right? I need you to help me.
Help me help you. It's a big problem, guys. Suppose Magic Johnson and Larry Bird decided they did not want to do any of those commercials that they did, the McDonald's spots, Converse, all of the different spots they did over the years. Because that was building the marketing for the league. And then Michael Jordan was on everything, became the face of Nike, right? That adds to your league. That builds the marketing around your league. You get to know who these individuals are.
A lot
now
of talk
you,
going on these days.
Now you're hearing them talking, right? Mm-hmm. Baseball doesn't do that.
Yeah, I think it's there's. You can look at it as there's a lot of variables. The sport as a whole, like if you're going to go out and buy Nike spikes, you're only wearing them to play baseball. You're not walking around. You're not kicking it anywhere mm-hmm. with them. It's just, it doesn't, so I would say as far as marketable sneakers. Sports, baseball tied for soccer. It just, it's not as interesting.
Yeah, but you got all the other wear, you know, jackets and shirts.
What are you talking about? Walking around one of those silver sweaty things?
I like those silver sweaty things. Really good.
You wear a baseball jersey?
Sure, why not? Young guys do. Here's Tim in a car. Hi, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Tim.
Good, Tim.
I'm really happy baseball's back. I think there's a point that's kind of being missed, and it's subtle. And, a couple of years ago, Major League Baseball was saying, we are losing. We're losing the African-American demographic as a player and as a viewer. And I think David Price is answering to that. And he's saying, hey, it's 2 years later. How come Trout is being shown in all the promos? How come you don't see Mookie Betts? How come you don't see the African-Americans if you really want to reach those people?
I don't know. You don't think that they target the inner city?
Not as much as they really should. I mean,
that's not true. I would just advise you to go look at RBI. It's called Reviving yes, Baseball RBI, Inner right. Cities. They've invested $30 million over the last few years. Another one called Dream in the inner cities. Major League Baseball has made a huge effort. 10 years or so of reviving baseball in the inner cities.
But that's going into the city, right? That's not really the media, the MLB media, not in terms of representing baseball and saying this is you guys are for baseball. It's kind of like we've really got it's very similar to what, you know, they're losing out to the NBA and the NBA really promotes.
Does the media go into the inner cities?
I don't know the answer to that.
I mean, I don't understand why that's got anything to do with it. You're trying to get baseball more popular within the inner cities, correct? That's what they're doing. And they're actually succeeding. I think when you look at the draft, there was some ridiculous number. First round picks, African American. I mean, it was it's more popular.
So isn't there a piece of that though that Price is saying shouldn't Betts be more out there whether he wants to or not? We're going to promote him. We're going to show him making the catches. He's our number one guy. He's the MVP.
Well, I think people do, don't they? I mean, they show highlights. Now, if you look at the postseason last year, you're going to show highlights of the players that excelled, right? He had a great season, but 162 games is basically for the local market. It's not for the national market. You get into the playoffs, and it's a different story. That becomes, national media. And he hasn't fared great in the postseason. I think if that's what you're looking for, highlights, but we're talking about the marketability of these players. I think he's very marketable. There's a reason that he's not on all these commercials. And it may be him. It may be he doesn't want to do it. We mentioned the story.
It might be, but then again, you don't see anyone. You know what I mean? You don't see anyone.
Well, I think baseball's got a major problem.
Yeah.
And I think if Mike Trout were willing to do a zillion commercials out there, Lou, I still think a lot of the advertising agencies would pass on him if they had the opportunity of getting, let's say, Joel Embiid or somebody like that.
If you put Mookie Betts, let me see. Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, and I'll give you David Price. And you put them in a cameo in a movie. No one would even know the difference.
That's baseball's problem.
They wouldn't even know. If you put them on an episode of Entourage, and because Wahlberg is associated with it, he wants to showcase Boston athletes, you'd literally have to introduce them as, oh, this is Mookie Betts, David Price, and Xander Bogaerts. They won the World Series, and they play for the Boston Red Sox. You would have to introduce them. Gronk rolls in, it's just Gronk. Just rolls in. You know, there's no name recognition. You don't need to announce him. It's easier that way. Trout probably the same way, but locally, these guys, no one even knows who they are.
I don't think most people know who Mike Trout is. If you would walk Mike Trout into a room or on a TV show, there'd be a lot of people that would have no idea. There's not an instant recognition factor with Mike Trout.
So who's the most recognizable baseball player other than Judge?
Judge by far.
Other than Judge. Okay, so you got to have more than one. Because I can list a bunch in football. I can list a bunch in basketball.
Bryce Harper.
Maybe Bryce Harper. You know why?
Fine.
Because he talks
And he's not even the best player.
Because he talks to the fan who walks out on the on-deck circle and they've seen him there.
Yeah, but he's not even the best player.
Personality.
He's not the best player in Major League Baseball.
Right.
Altuve? I would say, I mean, he had a neat little just gimmick, I guess, because he was short. He still is short.
He's like 5'4".
I know, but it's gimmicky. He's a little guy.
Yeah, a little guy.
So at least it meant something.
Yeah, I would say like Verlander because of his wife.
Okay, I'll give it that one also. Yeah, yeah.
More than him. Right.
Mrs. Verlander.
It's because of her, though, more than him. You know what I mean? Because of her. She's out there. Yeah. You see him with her, and it's like, okay, you know who he is.
So you're right, though. The smaller guys in Altuve should be a star out there in that people can relate to him. We talk about Isaiah Thomas. Why was Isaiah Thomas so popular? Because if you match him up with Kyrie Irving, he's half the player that Kyrie Irving
is. The little guy.
Okay, exactly, Tommy, but that's what he is. People can relate to him because of his size.
Yeah, but there's
Spud Webb years ago, people can relate. How is it that Mookie Betts, who's one of those undersized guys, Jose Altuve, who's one of those undersized guys, how is it that they don't get that type of
recognition? There's no international appeal either. In football and basketball, some of these stars will do commercials overseas. Soccer, you'll have a soccer in Europe, they'll have commercials out here, and we know who their stars are. You put the top three baseball players,
Diego Fernandez,
and you send them overseas, nobody knows who they are.
Yeah, but it's a lot to do with just, like, football, basketball, some dude who's 6'8", think you're going to recognize him. Football, some dude that's like 6'2", 270, you're going to recognize him. You know who Connor McDavid looks like?
Of course I do.
Okay. That's the point. You don't. Best hockey player in the world.
What color Ryan's? What color Ryan's?
I'm
just saying, if Patrice Bergeron was on Entourage, you have to introduce him as Patrice Bergeron.
Yeah.
Locally, you know what he looks like. But it's like, you know, you got some guy that's like, you know, 5'10", 185, versus someone who walks into the room.
But the size has nothing to do with it if you're just recognizable and you're putting yourself out there. But you give me, you know, 10 guys that are 6'8", so they're just going, wow, those guys are tall. Who are they? Well, they still don't know who the hell they are. So, but if you attach the success and the Q rating to them, and then they're going to have more appeal.
See,
the girth and mass.
I do think the size has something to do with it. Shaq is larger than any human being, so he stands out. We talked about Aaron Judge. You don't think his size plays to it? His last name?
But what's more important? What's more important? Okay, Shaq's sheer size. If Shaq was just a boring big guy.
No, he's got to be good.
Yeah, I know, but if he was a good, boring big guy and his name was just Phil.
Well, let me give you an example. Joel Embiid has a personality.
Are you yes. not okay.
He has. He talks on the court. He talks off the court.
Yes.
He says things every single day. Now he's getting major advertising endorsements right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's all part of it. But I think a lot of these guys just want to play baseball. I get the feeling that Mookie Betts is one of those guys. He just wants to play between the lines.
I think
it's
not
that big a deal.
I think
JD's the same way. JD, the game's over. He wants to watch video of the pitcher.
Exactly.
He wakes up. He watches video of the pitcher. He goes in. He goes hits. And at night, he goes home. He watches video of the pitcher. You know, and it's like, do you have time to do a little commercial with Cumberland Farms?
Boring.
No. I got to watch a pitcher. You know, I mean, it's just
sorry. We'll get
the way it is.
We'll get Ric Flair to do it anyway. You know, more people know who he is. I think that's a big part of the problem. And you get guys, and we talked about this earlier. You know, we wanted to sit down and talk to Mookie Betts. We thought we could have an interesting conversation about what's he really like. We even talked about doing it when we weren't going to do his baseball. We were going to ask him about himself. Didn't want to do it.
Well, the Patriots don't want to do it, but at least they do. Most of the players suck at it, but at least they come on because they're so guarded and careful mm-hmm. about what they say. They don't want to. You don't know what they're like until they're done.
Blue, yeah, but you already. Good, Bill. But you already you already mentioned it. Gronk is a different animal.
Yeah, I don't. You can't include him. He's one of a kind.
Skinny Gronk. I saw him. You were pointed this out last week. You had run into him. And I saw him this weekend on this event that he
Is
was
that
doing.
Your name? Babcock?
He's thinned out.
Yeah.
He can't come back and play tight end now.
The receiver. He's a flex tight end now.
That's what he is, I think.
We get to see him tomorrow.
We get to see him tomorrow. We'll tell you who you will see tomorrow and who you won't see tomorrow. Opening day at Fenway Park coming up next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.